What we understand from the reports from Bangladesh is it was essentially a gang, an extremist gang, that killed him, apparently lured him to a room and hacked him to death. And this was actually the fourth blogger in Bangladesh to be killed this year, probably by a similar, if not the same, group.
Both you and the Special Rapporteur on Extrajudicial Executions have condemned the killing. What are you calling for at this point?
Well, there's several things that we're calling for. I mean, I think the first and most important thing right now is for the government of Bangladesh to conduct a thorough investigation. And as part of that effort to investigate, I think there also needs to be an immediate effort to increase the protections provided to those who, like Mr. Neal, were killed. That is, those who are blogging, who are writing essentially anti-extremist posts, some of whom are atheists and just expressing their right of conscience and belief, and the government needs to do all that it can to protect them.
Now, Bangladesh has signed several international human rights treaties. It signed the Convention Against Torture in 1998 and the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights in the year 2000. But as you just said, this is the fourth blogger to be hacked to death this year. Does freedom of expression really exist in the country?
Well, I think there is freedom of expression, and the fact that Bangladesh has embraced the covenant and the Convention Against Torture is a suggestion that it understands the importance of freedom of expression. It understands the importance of individuals being free from attack in all kinds of situations, but especially those in which people are simply expressing their opinion. So I wouldn't go so far as to say that freedom of expression does not exist, but the willingness of people to express themselves really depends upon there being an atmosphere of safety, of protection, of encouragement by the government. And at least in this particular context, I'm concerned that that message is not getting out.
What kind of pressure can be applied on the government to end these types of attacks?
Your question is a good example of what Bangladesh should be seeking to avoid, which is the perception that the country is hostile to freedom of expression. And to the extent that that perception gains strength and credibility, I think that's not in the interest of the government or the people of Bangladesh. It's not just a question of pressure that needs to be put on Bangladesh. I think that the government understands that it needs to improve protection and it needs to be a part of building a kind of environment in which expression is protected and is celebrated.
Is there any indication that the government is moving in that direction and building the sort of welcoming environment?
Well, you know, the authorities have condemned these attacks, and it seems that they've taken some steps to build up a bit more protection, but they clearly need to do more. I mean, this was the fourth killing this year. The condemnation alone is important, but it's not enough, and they need to really take on a kind of approach that makes this a priority in the country right now.